This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas.
Well, we are blessed with guests, but we're not blessed with time.
Your favourite saying.
So we've got to crack on.
We do have to crack on. Just first of all, just wanted to say RIP to the very, very dear. We just heard her performing then, didn't we? Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, exactly. Okay, let's. We have Jermaine Pennant coming up, Daisy Robbins. From X on the Beach and Made in Chelsea, and we also have your co-star Annabelle Giles.
Up. Shirley Valentine, but Jermaine Pennant is waiting. We need to crack on.
We do need to crack on. He needs to go somewhere quickly. So we'll play a bit of Shawn Mendes and then we'll go straight into him.
I saw you on a Sunday in a cafe, and all you did was look my way, and my heart started to race. And my hands started to shake, yeah. I heard you asked about me through a friend, and my adrenaline kicked in, 'cause I've been asking about you too. And now we're right here in this room. I get a little bit nervous around you, get a little bit stressed out when I think about you, get a little excited when I think about you, yeah. Talk a little too much,
I talk a little too much, yeah.
Get a little self-conscious,
I get a little self-conscious.
When I think about you, get a little excited,
I get a little excited.
When I think about you,
yeah, when I think about you, babe.
We walked in the rain a couple blocks to your apartment. Told me to come inside. Got me staring in your eyes. And I'm not usually like this, but I like what you're doing to me. What you're doing to me.
I get a little bit nervous,
I get a little bit nervous,
get a little bit stressed out,
I get a little bit stressed out.
I think about you, get a little excited,
I get a little excited.
Baby, when I think about you,
yeah, when I think about you, babe.
Guest Jermaine Pennant with us right now.
I know, I'm so excited.
This is a big night.
The studio is hot up. Yeah, he's
apparently you're on your way to the Big Brother house.
Rumoured, apparently.
Rumoured, fine. Rumoured.
Well, I'm very excited if you are. Now, Jermaine, there's a little book that you have launched. I'm holding it in my hand.
Mental.
Yes.
It's mental.
It is indeed.
Now, can I ask you, because it says bad behaviour, ugly truths, and the beautiful game. Now, what made you want to do this? Because you really are lifting the lid on the football world.
I think it was just a great time coming towards the end of my career that I show, you know, the public and everyone who's heard about me or, you know, knows me, just to show them what I've actually been through and where I've been and where I've got to. And, you know, there's a lot of rumours and people like to judge me and, you know, the stories that they read about me. It's not me. Once you know me, it's actually not me as a person. You know, we've all made mistakes. We're all young and you live once. And so I just want people to understand where I've been and what I've been through and open the lid on certain things.
Well, and obviously everyone's very interested in the footballing world, that, I mean, the tabloids are constantly full of stories from footballers and the ladies that are involved with them. The story that's come out is one that I noticed most of all, was one about a certain Ashley Cole and his ex-wife now, Cheryl. About how he had a girlfriend and...
Well...
I bet he's thanking you for that one. Ashley,
yeah,
cheers. Cheers. Yeah, well, it was a funny time. Well, probably not for him at the time, but I don't know if it was his girlfriend at the time. I know that there was on the rocks, but there was someone there.
Someone around,
you know. I don't know if they officially split up at that point, but, you know, as the story tells as it is, and, you know, what I went through and what I saw, and... I got the blame for it as well, which is in the book.
But why did you get the blame for it?
It actually came out in the press. So it's not the first time that story's leaked. It came out in the press, and there's only a handful of people who knew about it. Obviously, Ash told me about it, and a certain someone else, and that friend was very close with Cheryl at the time, closer than I was. So, you know, it was like, well, it's not going to be him. And the last person they looked at was me. And then I phoned my friend explaining and say, look, you know, don't be surprised if it's Cheryl, because Girls Aloud at that time was just coming out.
But there was their big moment, wasn't it?
I thought that would be a good story for them, for Cheryl, for Girls Aloud to promote themselves. Oh. So I found my friend pointing the finger. Look, it could be Cheryl who's actually released a story herself for the benefit of the group. And then I was on loudspeaker at the time. And
oops.
Yeah.
Oh, what? So you didn't get an invite to the wedding?
Absolutely not.
Well, you live and you learn, right?
But, you know, celebrities are known to do that, release stories on themselves.
Of course, and if it's not them, then it might be the people around them. They might not even know sometimes that it's coming out, you know?
Yeah,
but totally. Obviously the footballing world has quite a reputation for, as you kind of like lift the lid on, for its treatment of women and the things that go on. There's been a bit of drama about some of the things that you did. Or
yeah,
that went on.
It's the monopoly. But I mean, it happens. I've been around the football world for a while. And you hear the stories. To write them down in a book
is another thing.
But you were there.
There's guys out there who are not footballers, who regularly, you know, got regular workers of 9 to 5, who probably got the same stories as well.
Yeah.
They just don't have the money and the fame.
And they're not getting the limelight. But, you know, it's just boys banter growing up when we're young. And, you know, there's probably worse stories out there. I actually thought it was quite funny, to be honest.
but you know, on the other hand, there is a big thing at the moment about... men's treatment of women, and sometimes this kind of behaviour is obviously what can cause some upset.
We never disrespected them in person or treated them badly. It was, you know, basically if he was, you know, with a girl, and a few weeks later, months later, don't know how long down the line, your friend then got with that girl, you know, they probably have a nice relationship and, you know, treat her well, but all he'll be doing is paying you some money.
It was a game.
So it's not.
Also, you know, that says something about her as well.
But you know what?
She wants to get with two friends, and then, it says something about her too.
But do you know the thing is, I know this goes on, there's postmen and bankers that do this, but because it's footballers, it gets on the
It gets magnitude,
pages.
On a bigger scale, and it gets, you know, it's just one of the downsides of being in the public eye and being a footballer as well.
But, I mean, you've been so honest in this book. I mean, unbelievably honest and quite brave, to be fair, because I'm sure there are a lot of... I'm sure there are, but there's a lot of people in the football world will be saying, please don't write this.
I've known there's a... before it was coming out, and when I was, like, promoting it, it's going to be out in a few weeks, etc., I had tons of messages saying, please, what have you said? Am I in it? Have I been mentioned? You know, I've had like ex-girlfriends as well, not heard from years, all of a sudden going, is my name in there? What have you said? Anything personal? So I had a lot.
And how did you have to respond to some of those? Yeah, sorry.
Just ignore them.
Sorry, babe, you are in it.
No, you know what? Most of them, I just told them, no, look, don't worry. You'll be mentioned, but nothing bad. It was just, I've kept it, you know, kept it polite. But
you told the truth.
But the boys get the brunt.
Yeah, the boys, some of them are, yeah.
Are you still friends with Ashley Cole, though, after this?
I messaged him because I gave him the heads up, you know, a few years when it was starting. I gave him the heads up on it. And then obviously when it came out, the press has started, you know, releasing stories. So it's been in the press. So that's got back to him. And then he sent me a message. Oh, yeah, the heads up would have been nice. But I did give it previously and a few years later. But obviously he didn't know the magnitude of the stories that are coming out.
Of course.
So then I texted him, say, look, in the book, it's not that bad. Mm. You know, the press have just made it a little bit worse. And I got blue ticked.
Did you ever actually know Cheryl personally?
I met Cheryl the same time Ash met Cheryl. It was in our area, Princess Park Manor, where we lived, and then they lived there also. And it was after the Euros 96, I think, when he played and he scored the penalties, and when they went out, she came up, all of them came up out of the car and came over to Ash, and all of us said, oh, well done, Ash, well played in the championships. And I was at the fence, like, going, okay, yeah, I'm here as well.
Yeah, what about
me? I didn't play, but I want me. But hey, I play for Arsenal. I know.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, and that's how Ash and Cheryl blossomed.
Right, okay.
Oh, it's a nice tale.
What a love story.
Yeah, so it wasn't so bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not so bad.
And she's having a bad time at the minute because now Liam's moved on as well, did you see?
I have seen it. I knew that. Yeah.
She's not very lucky in love, old Cheryl.
I think she's still caught up over Ash, and I think that took a toll on her as a person as well. She was like madly in love with Ashley, and I think, you know, a previous relationship now after Ash, you know, she's kind of struggled. And you know,
yeah, I agree. Because yeah, I think that was a real love story. I think he felt the same for her.
No, he did. You know, and boys will be boys sometimes. And
but then he took that mobile phone, didn't he? And there was, someone
you know,
else.
We all make mistakes and, you know, we've got to learn from him.
But I think she was, I agree with you. I think she was totally in love with him.
Well, that will cause their problems going on then, won't
it? I stood up for him, you know, on Breakfast TV. I got walloped. Honestly, I didn't. He came to thank me afterwards. But I think this is one of the most controversial books in football because I have read some other ones.
Yes, I agree.
I won't name names, yeah, but they've been quite soft. And I think
a bit tame.
A bit dull, if I'm honest. A little bit dull.
I think someone's told me, someone, I forgot who wrote one, saying, you know, he couldn't sleep because he couldn't eat his pizza because he lost the match. Like,
fascinating stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant.
But you really came from quite a tough background, really.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna do an autobiography, you might as well tell it from the heart and the truth and let people see an insight of your life and you as a person.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, kind of explain a bit about your background, how you kind of grew up and what happened.
No, yeah, it was a very rough estate, you know, it was gang kind of warfare. It was in Nottingham Meadows.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it's very poor. You know, not lower middle class, and you know, my father, single parent, you know, tried his best to bring me up, and then he got into the drug side to try and, you know, provide for me and my younger brother. So it was always tough, and all my dad's friends and my friends was involved in the gang and in the drugs, and I used to see it. But at that age, I was, you know, 10, 11 growing up, and I just thought it was a norm, and obviously, you know, as you get older, as it impacts on your life, and you know, the discipline and the father figure wasn't obviously there all the time, so sometimes I had to fend for myself and learn the kind of the hard way.
You're close with your dad though?
I'm close with my dad now. There was a period where it was very bad because, you know, he's gone from, you know, being in a gang, then drugs, then into prison, then being on drugs himself, and then a period where, you know, I took a step away because in my career I was kind of embarrassed and I didn't want the press to find out and jump on it, but it came out anyway. I think for himself, he got better on the mend, and then, you know, once he was on the mend, he got invited to the wedding, and you know, we had a speech. It was emotional, and then from there, it's just been, you know, plain sailing.
That's really good to hear. But do you feel that the clubs themselves need to take kind of a bit more responsibility? I mean, this is a long time ago, but they used to encourage you to marry young and they didn't want you on the front pages, they want you on the back. So they sort of, you know, like the Wayne Rooney's, Alex Church, you were married pretty young and had kids young. And
so that's when you start making mistakes in your adult life where I've had my fun young. I've done everything that I've needed to do. It's out of my system now. So I'm happy and settled.
Did the clubs know, though? Did they pull you in and say, Jermaine, right, tone it down. We need you. You're playing.
I think Arsenal and Arsene definitely knew when he saw me get out of a car to training, and two girls got out to let me out, and they were still in their clothes from the night before. I think he had a gist of what I was living like.
God, can you imagine?
But they should. They need to do like show a little bit more help, especially for underprivileged kids coming through. And so. You know, I never had that.
Especially because it's in football, essentially, like you said, those people that come up from nothing, suddenly they're having money thrown at them, basically.
Yeah,
you don't know how to deal with it. I wouldn't know how to deal with it. I'm 32. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they've got a lot of money, and all they're thinking, I've got money, I can do what I've never been able to dream to do. Mm-hmm. And they don't see the repercussions. They just think they're normal with money and try and want to be normal. That's when it all goes peaked on.
It does.
But that's something that someone like Wayne Rooney has continued to see problems with. You know what I mean? Like, his whole career has been dogged by like
the
personal issues.
I've had many a call late at night from the football going, "Help, this has happened, can you stop it?" And I'm like, "What have you done?" Oh, no. But it's tough, isn't it? Because you're young, you've got a lot of money, world at your feet, girls that throw themselves at you. I mean, how did you find that with the
I loved it.
Must have been really difficult.
No, but in some respects, Jermaine, did you think they only want to be with me because I'm a footballer?
No, 100%. It was two things going for it. They want to be with me because you're a footballer, or they want to get with me to do a story.
Yeah, but weren't you worried about that story?
Yeah, wouldn't that really mess with your head? Like,
well, once you first get in there, yeah. Because you're quite sober, then after you've had a few beers, you don't care. You're invisible then, and you think, nah, they're after me because I'm good looking. But and then as it longer it gets on, you just don't give a monkeys about anything.
And did you ever have that done to you? Girls selling stories?
Yes, and I've got a super agent who's stopped a handful of stories coming out of me.
He's outside Sky now. Andrew. We need to buy him a big drink.
Yeah. I think I have more than a drink, but no, he's stopped tons of stories that are coming out. And you know, when it's sad because you're young and you do respect the girls and you're having fun, and they only want one thing, is to make money and get themselves from the papers, which is, you know, it's not very respectful for themselves. So,
no, you know. And it was sad. I used to know girls that used to find out where they were playing away, line up at the bar, wait for them. They looked amazing.
Yeah, palaver. Who could be bothered?
I know, but you know, they were like pounce.
Yeah, they've got a technique. They're very clever how they do it. You know, like it's like they're hunting prey. They sneak up slowly. You know.
Oh, and you're also innocent. Yeah.
Oh, do you want a drink over it? Get yourself over it. Have some of this, darling. You okay? Have a drink.
I mean,
here.
Do you think in a way? So you were a little bit weak, a bit like Ashley Cole. Bit
100%.
Weak.
Oh yeah. Oh. Weak. I was featherweight.
But you've had some lows, but you've had some great highs in football.
Yeah. Obviously playing for Arsenal was a great high for me. And then my hat trick as well, my debut.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You couldn't get better
because it was I was a bit drunk at the time.
Well, I bet. And David, were you drunk?
Yeah, it's in the book. I was hungover.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes your best work comes when you're hungover.
Yeah, I was hungover. All the boys was going out to an FHM party, and I thought, I can't miss that. But they was fuming. They were saying, no, you're in the squad tomorrow. You got a game. And I was like, no, I'm not going to play. Lundberg, Perez, Parler, they're all playing. I'm not going to be playing. So I snuck out, jumped in the cab with them. I said, I'll have a few when I get back at 12. So,
did you get back at 12?
6.
When was kickoff?
3 p.m. So,
but you would have had to leave with all the boys. You couldn't have had to lie in.
Nah, so I left, and we met up at Four Seasons Hotel in Canary Wharf at 11:30, and Arsene Wenger gave his team talk. And he pulled the flip chart back, and I saw my name on the right. And I done a double take.
You're like trying to focus.
I done a double take. And I say, is that Pennant or Parler? And then Patrick Vieira has gone, it's your time to shine now. And I was like, thought to myself, Pat, you don't know what happened last night. I already have been shining.
I've done my shine in the last 24 hours.
Oh,
but then it all turned out well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And
you played the game of your life. You should have done that all the time. But,
That's when you get into trouble. When you get
a one off. It was a one off. And as soon as that whistle went, I was just thinking to myself, don't do anything stupid. Just get through 20 minutes, fine. And hopefully the manager will bring you off. Just play calm.
Get through it.
Just get through it. And then
but you had an amazing game.
Yeah, the first goal went in and I was like, oh, thank God. I can come off now.
I was looking, you were like, wait. Like.
Yeah, I was looking for an injury. I was thinking, what's hurting?
What do you make, this is such kind of just a personal interest question, what do you make about the lack of any out gay player in the Premiership? There's been a lot talked about it for a long time and doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon.
I just think
although the crowds have got more and more, I think it would be less and less of an issue than it would have been 20 years ago.
Yeah, it definitely would be less of an issue, but I still feel they are frightened of the amount of abuse that they would get. Mm. Not so much from the players at all. I don't think players, you know, really care.
No, I don't think the players
I think
would.
it's just the fans. The fans can be really ruthless, and you know,
you're getting your head when you're on the
pitch. You do say you ignore it because you know different banter. You can just ignore, but when they start talking about you know, gay and so on, it can have a different turn and a different effect on you. So I think that they're kind of scared of more of the public than, you know, players and who they're playing against.
Do you think it will happen eventually?
Yeah, I reckon it will do. Because, you know, the racism in the game's kind of, you know, faded out. So that was one challenge or one battle. They've tackled that. So now I think, you know, people in the sport will start, you know, coming out and you know, feeling free, I guess.
Yeah, fantastic. I know. I love football. He's not been to a football match before.
That's a lie. That is a lie. I went to see some Portsmouth matches back in the day. I've watched them play.
That's what I mean. You've not been to football.
quarter final of the FA Cup. This is a long time ago. Yeah, my uncle was a season ticket. I didn't even know the word season ticket holder.
So you support? You kind of your heart's with Arsenal, is it?
It's a mix. I was growing up Liverpool fan. As a kid, and then obviously playing for them was a dream. But because I've spent so long at Arsenal and I've got a bond there, you know, I'm a bit mixed. So I like to see Arsenal do well, and obviously, you know, I'm cheering on for Liverpool as well.
That's very tactful.
Very tactful. Yeah. Tactful. But I've got the book at home, and I've got one in here.
I'm going to get it signed
for my boy because he's they both love football, but he's on trial at West Ham at the minute.
Oh,
nice what stadium, West Ham. I know that. Because I was there at the weekend.
Oh, there you go. You
know. See, I do know some things.
But after football, it's tough. It can be tough for many of the players. I mean, you know, you look at Paul Gascoigne, Neil Rudd, you know, you can go a bit off the edge. Was it like that for you in a way where the phone stops? What do I do?
I'm still early. I'm still only 35. I'm not you know, hung up the boots totally yet. I'm just not rushing into football. So technically, I'm not retired, but I'm just enjoying the time at the minute, and I'm, you know, also looking for the future in different aspects of my career. What am I going to do? Is it going to be radio? Is it going to be TV? Is it going to be coaching? You know, I've got fingers in pies at the minute.
There is this rumour circling of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Is reality TV something you could dip your toe in and have fun with?
I definitely wouldn't shy away from it. If the opportunity arises and comes my way, it's something I'd definitely think about. I think I'd quite enjoy with the personality and character I have. Definitely be.
Are you quite hot tempered or cool?
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh. That doesn't always go down well with the viewing audience of those programmes, though, right?
It will do with me now.
I see, okay, good.
But don't take, if anyone picks on you,
no, I can stand up for myself, but, you know, I don't like confrontation.
Interesting.
On the pitch, you did.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
a few games. Are you going to be a very good boy? Just say if you were to go in the Celebrity Big Brother house. There's going to be lots of gorgeous girls. I know a couple that will be there. Are you kind of looking for that?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of flirting, you know. Everyone can window shop, you know? So if I was to go in and there was some beautiful girls in there, I'm sure I could make some best friends, you know.
A little under the cover action.
No.
Friends with benefits.
Well, I guess we should wait and see, shall we? See if you go in, see what happens.
Well, we're so happy you popped in.
Yes, thank you.
No, pleasure's all mine. Thank
you. And your book.
Yes.
And I've got my copy, Stephen. Have you got yours?
I don't, but I will get one.
Oh, it's fabulous.
But you know what?
I learned something.
I've just got to say, for me, someone that is being an, you know, a football player, very successful one, and being so honest. Very brave.
Yep.
Thank you, Jermaine.
I know. No, seriously.
I think it's
brave
really
and
fantastic that someone has been so honest about it. Rather than, as you said, writing before a game that they couldn't eat their pizza. This is a proper book. And I'm going to enjoy reading it.
Jermaine, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure's all mine.
Really
thank
appreciate
you very much.
It.
And the
thank
best
you.
Of luck.
Thank you.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and wine it all around. Slam your body down and wine it all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
if you want to be my lover, how nice of Jermaine to pop in on his way to the Big Brother house.
We can't say that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We don't know that for a fact.
Have I let the cat out of the bag? Well.
We have our next guest
we
in
do.
The studio right now. Very gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's saying that she's not feeling her best today. But we're going to go with it anyway. Daisy Robbins, hello.
Hi.
Daisy Robbins.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad to have
Star
you.
Star of Made in Chelsea and Ex on the Beach.
I know. Bit of a change.
Yeah,
like a
I mean, quite a dramatic
change
between the crowds of people that are doing these shows.
Well, it's good. It's good. Now, let's start from the beginning. How did you get involved with the Made in Chelsea show?
So Chelsea was like, essentially, it was all my like majority of school friends, but I went to two different schools. I went to like a private girls boarding school, and you're like stuck in a bloody house.
Where was that? Was it
in Berkshire? So I started there, which I absolutely loved, like all my best friends there. But then there was like two of the older, like original cast of Made in Chelsea were at school with me, which is Rosie and Louise.
Oh yeah.
They were like, there's a lot of hierarchy. It was like I had to open the door for them.
So you weren't in their year, but you knew them.
Oh, they were older, and there was like hierarchy at school. Like if you're walking up the stairs in the year, and like anyone in the years above came down the stairs, you have to like shimmy against
really?
The wall.
Wow.
So that was a little
I
bit
want
like
this at the radio show. I'm the oldest here. Yeah, go on.
So that was a little bit like when we started filming, I was like, oh hey, open the door, and she was like, you don't need to do that anymore. and then I left and went to another mixed school because I wanted to be brown boys Obviously.
Oh, was that a good move or not so good move?
I probably would have got better grades considering it's A-level week.
Oh, yeah.
I probably would have got better grades if I'd stayed at the girls' school. But, yeah, I can't be helped. Just done now. So that was Frankie, Sam and Liv Bentley were all... We were actually all consecutive years.
Oh, okay.
And the school's actually quite small, so you kind of get to know everyone. Mm-hmm. So it was nice. And I got into the show through Sam Thompson. So, yeah, that was how.
And you were in it for two series, is that right?
I did two series in the summer series in Ibiza, which was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Made in Chelsea is a bit of a funny one, right? Because it's filmed way in advance of when it's aired.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about how it all works and stuff, and that's caused a bit of controversy.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, Chelsea's an amazing show. It's absolutely amazing. Like, the production that goes into it is incredible. The cast, you work so hard. You really do work hard. Mm. And I guess it's a continual thing, whereas with X, the difference is, like, once you film it, you're done. That's it.
Yeah, so
whereas
you've gone...
Chelsea,
so,
you go back.
Yes, of course. So you've now filmed X on the beach.
Yeah, we filmed in March.
Okay, ooh. So quite a while ago now.
Yeah, so and it's nice. It's nice
different.
To get to relive, what? Like...
Yeah, but weren't you worried about that X? Or did you know the X that was coming on the beach? Or do you
no,
not know?
No, so basically, like, the reactions... I know, like, when I've watched it in the past, I've been like, oh my God, that's so fake. But genuinely... I was like vibrating like a dildo on the beach. I was literally like
shaking,
yeah, literally shaking. Like, and then luckily, thank God, I don't know if I'd do it without it. But you get given a drink, and it's always really strong, which is needed.
Triple.
But it's that kind of like you're looking away, and you have to look away. Like, if you like sneak an eye, they're like, and you're like, they do wind you up. So then you're like, oh my God, is that mine? And you see someone coming in the distance, you're like...
So is that real? It is genuine. I always feel they were tipped off a little bit, saying, you know,
no,
is that one?
No, no, no. Like, I mean, it's totally genuinely, that's what it's like.
We've had a couple of guests in from X on the Beach before. We've had Gemma Lucy come in a few times.
She actually messaged me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said, well done. She's really nice. She literally messaged me, like, I was like, oh... I know who this is. Like, obviously, you know, kind of industry, you know who people are. And she sent me a lovely message, which is so nice. Like, oh, you did really
and
well.
Supportive.
Blah, blah, blah. Really nice. Like, that went a long way.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because the show's airing, isn't it, every Wednesday? So
every Wednesday. We were on last night.
And last night. And was it hard to watch yourself?
Drink after.
But was it hard to watch yourself? Are you thinking, oh, my God, did this happen, and I can't believe my reaction?
In a weird way, yes, but I guess I'd obviously watched myself already on Chelsea, so I think
that's
for
true,
the others,
yeah,
it was probably a lot harder when they haven't done TV. Yeah, but then there was, I don't know if you watched it, I don't know if you did, but Aaron, he was on Spring Break with your granddad or something, so he'd done TV.
Oh, yeah.
And then Natalie from The Valleys, who's an absolute legend.
Oh, yeah.
We know her.
But obviously, what I was going to say was that people that have come through to talk to us about X on the Beach over the years, and I have seen all the series... Mm. Is that everyone seems to take away something very different from it. Some people have come out and absolutely hated it and how they were portrayed. And other people have been like, best experience ever, loved it.
Yeah.
How are you looking at it now?
Oh my God, I genuinely could not speak more highly of the show.
Really?
Like, I know, it's such a weird one because I think when people found out that I did it, they were like, why on earth? Even on Twitter, I was reading last night, like, why on earth would she do that? Is she like that desperate? Or, you know, there was like loads of different angles coming at me. And I was like, do you know what? Like, it actually suits my personality so much more than Chelsea because I can just be me. Mm-hmm. And like, and then you
it's not so much restrictions in a way,
no,
is it?
And you know, there's cameras at the end of the room, so you're just walking around being yourself. And
rather than a setup scene like you'd have to do in Chelsea.
Well, I mean, you know, like obviously there's times where there's camera when you're voxing, there's a camera you're talking to the camera, but mm-hmm. it's just so real. And like, you can't, if you faked it for, I mean, per se, if you were in the villa for the entire time, which was 4 weeks, you imagine faking it for 4 weeks. That's a real hard job.
But people, like, people do, right? I mean,
I don't know how.
But how do they fake it? It's very hard because I've just done a show Our Shirley Valentine Summer. Mm-hmm. Have you maybe seen it on ITV?
You just on what?
Our ITV show, Our Shirley Valentine. And it was...
Oh, I have to watch
got
that.
One of my guests that's just walked in.
Oh, Annabelle
Giles. And it was tough because if you know cameras are there, but then slowly you forget they're there.
You forget them,
you
yeah.
really do forget them.
So I think that, like, that's what I found with Chelsea. Like, the moment you see the cameras, it's quite daunting, but then you suddenly just get used to it. And then... Mm. And then you can sit and have a genuine, like, by no means is Chelsea, like, anything, it's not fake, it's real, it's your real life, but it's just...
The scenes, the where you are at the time discussing it, yes,
but
exactly.
But that's what they say about the show, it's constructive reality.
Yeah.
So, in a way, you can't even compare the two, because they are so completely different.
Yes.
Like, they really are, like, it's like... Well, my friends just did The Ultimate Matchmaker yesterday, which came out on Dovey. And I was talking last night to one of my friends, and she was like, apparently they got compared to Celebs Go Dating. And I was thinking, like, yes, they're both dating shows, but they're not really... You can't
really
compare it, because the content of every reality show is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah...
What,
I don't know.
What are you thinking that now this is what you want to do, kind of reality TV? That's where you're kind of headed for?
I'd love. Do you know what I'd love to do is like MasterChef. But I've got an end goal.
That was not what I was expecting you to say. MasterChef,
really?
Of all things.
Yeah, Celebrity MasterChef. I really
I thought you were
going to
say Celebrity Big Brother.
I'm a celeb.
Jungle.
I'd love to do The Jungle, but I'm so scared of snakes. Like, unbelievably terrified. Also, sorry, I just shot my head in the car boot yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really sore, sorry. Oh. I'm scared. See, imagine, like, they'd be like, walk on a tightrope. I couldn't even step forwards. I just, I'm too clumsy. And
but are you pleased you did X on the beat? Are you happy with the outcome? I know you can't really tell us how it all went, but are you kind of happy how it went?
Like, I was just me, so that's kind of
I remember Gemma saying, I don't know if you remember back when she was on one of the shows, that they basically like put her in a room for some time. She'd had a fight with someone, they put her in a room and stuff. So there is an element of construction to X on the Beach as well, right?
Yeah.
Does having done Chelsea, did that make you more prepared for that kind of thing?
I think it was just like knowing when there's a camera there, just to still be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite intimidating having a camera like right there.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Yeah,
and I think if you're not used to it, then it's very, it's hard. But
yeah. And are you single now?
That's look of not single.
I'm still seeing someone. We're not like, I'm not seeing someone, but I am kind of. I don't know.
Okay.
We've not actually had that conversation, so I can't really even talk about it.
It's complicated as your Facebook status on.
Oh my God, people still do that.
No.
Because I've got to ask, is it true? There's rumours.
Oh,
but there are only rumours.
Yeah.
So we don't always believe them. On and off relationship, Marco Pierre White?
I dated Marco, but you know, like, Marco, his older sister is literally one of my best mates. His older brother's my best guy friend. And then there's Marco, and I just, you know, I got involved with him.
He's a bit crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any way to deny that.
Yeah, I mean, he's honestly a really lovely guy, but he gave away my car.
He gave away... Oh.
What?
I've he gave a girl my car.
I've had
I got it back after like 5 days. But in those 5 days, I was like, oh my God, what the hell? He got himself
Why
in a pickle.
Why did he do
gave,
that?
He got
oh, because he needed money or something.
No. He didn't sell my car.
Right, okay.
No, he just gave it, like, he... Yeah, something
I'm sure his father wouldn't be happy with that.
Good
his
Lord.
Father. And obviously, the rumour... Was it true? Ex-Towie?
Lewis. I mean, we hung out, yeah. He's really nice.
I did his first ever interview.
Was he lovely?
He was lovely.
He is lovely, isn't he?
When he first joined TOWIE, yeah.
That's because there's really a like lot him. Of stick, actually.
But I'm actually happy to hear that.
Oh, but then he sort of, you know, I introduced him to a friend and then he started hanging out with my friend. I'm not going to name anyone.
Oh, please name her.
But you can Google it and see.
I've seen his penis.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah, why? How have you seen it?
We did a naked photo shoot with him, and I was just—he turned around. And I was like, "Oh, okay, okay." Well,
wait, his full schlong was out.
The full.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, well okay. Equipped. Well, that's good. Well equipped.
Daisy, honestly,
but he's very excited. Sorry, the conversation went a bit smutty.
When can we catch X on the Beach?
10 p.m. on MTV every Wednesday. Got for it. The next 12 weeks. 11 now, because
the next 12 weeks.
That's more than
Shirley Valentine. ITV.
I know, it's quite a lot of me, isn't it?
There is a lot. Darling, I can't wait to watch it.
Yay.
Please tune in. And thanks. How can we get you? Your little
social media.
My Instagram is Daisy Robbins and my Twitter is Daisy Robbins with one B.
Fairly easy.
Very easy. We love you. Thank you, Daisy, for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for looking
having
gorgeous.
We're going to play a bit of Madonna now because it's her 60th birthday.
Happy birthday, Maj.
Yeah.
First very special guest. It is, of course, the lovely Etta Bond. Let Me Hit It is out.
Yes.
Is there a video?
There is a video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you naked in the video at any point?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not scared to get naked?
I actually really enjoy being naked.
I think we all should.
You're am I a nudist? I think somebody called me that the other day. I mean, maybe. I don't mind. You can call me what you want. But
there's nothing less sexy than awkwardness.
Anything less sometimes sexy than awkwardness. All you need is a little stroke of the head and a forehead kiss, and that awkwardness just fades right away, Michael.
Bear that in mind.
He's going to note that down in my phone.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We have got no time for messing around tonight, have we? We
are it just guests
after
guests
after guests.
It's unbelievable, but I'm so excited.
We've got your co-star from Our Shirley Valentine Summer, Annabelle Giles.
Hello.
She's here at last. Hello. All the way from Naxos.
All the way from the tube station. It's a long way, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's
a bit
of a walk.
I'm just going to take that out of my hearing aid. There we go.
How are you?
Do you know what? I'm quite good, actually.
You look good.
Thank you. Yes, your hair's shrunk again, isn't
it? It's shrunk. It's getting shorter.
Is this so you can talk about it a bit more?
Yeah, I'm turning into you. Same colour,
listen,
same length.
I spent a month with Liz. She called me stuffy on the TV. So we've got a little bit of a needle thing going on.
You said I looked like I was up for it. My boy went, oh.
Well, it's true, though, isn't it?
No, longer. Yeah. No longer.
I have to say, as an outsider who was watching it, it was fabulously good television.
Did you love it?
I really enjoyed it.
Bless you. Who's
your fave?
Apart from me.
It was Nancy. No, I'm sorry. Of course it was Lizzie. It has to be Lizzie.
Yes, good.
I can't say anyone else but Lizzie. Mm.
But Annabelle was my partner in crime, where we went on many excursions.
You went to your little to the island.
Crete.
Went to Crete, found my ex.
Over the place. That took about 5 days to do, by the way.
Yeah, but they made it look
3 minutes, you know, like we just popped to Crete.
I have to say, even the restaurant night was so hard going, and dear Annabelle was in the doing the washing up, and they didn't show
it.
Even
in it. I did the washing.
She washed all night.
I was the only one the taverna owner offered a job to was me, because I did very good washing up, and I wasn't even in. I just went, it's like I wasn't there. I hadn't bothered to turn up.
It's very true.
I had the worst job.
But this is editing, isn't it? This is the joys of editing.
I think this
with,
is
on
shooting
a reality
quite
show.
A lot, and then having too much to fit in. I mean, they did a brilliant job.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your time?
I loved it. I mean, it's a dream thing to do, isn't it? You know, take a month out of your real life. Go and decide what you want to do next.
On a bloody Greek island.
On a Greek
island. I live
island
with Lizzie Cundy.
In the sun. There was Lizzie Cundy, but I was willing to put up with that. You know, I didn't mind that much.
I don't know. I haven't actually asked you this. Were the cameras there all the time? Was there any kind of private time where you could just hang out and do your own thing?
Not really, no.
We had a day off.
They weren't in your bedroom, were they?
They were a lot in my bedroom.
They liked it.
I mean, Sian told
them. She never unpacked. Have you told them this?
No.
She never, ever unpacked.
You're ready to leave at any moment.
Two suitcases look like they've been exploded around the room.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, because every
all my
time
stuff was neat and tidy.
But Annabelle, every time I got in that room, they'd go, "Lizzie, can we have you for a minute? Can we coming in?" And I'd be like, "Oh,
yeah, she's
my
cleans
word.
This."
I know, but my spare time, I wanted to chat and have a cup of tea with
her.
No, they literally filmed from first thing in the morning till about 11 at night.
We did get a day off where we went to get the nails done.
Yeah. Oh God. Well, my mum wore like hooves. I don't know what she did this woman. She couldn't really do the nails. So instead of saying that, I don't know what I'm doing, she decided to show me. She didn't know what she was doing. And they were stuck on my fingers. And when I came back, my nail guy, who am I? Who have I turned into? Don't know. He went, "What is this?" Ripped them all off, and I've been recovering ever since.
Oh,
you've
got that was very weak off. Nails now.
Darling, it was ghastly.
I was a friend. I waited patiently.
Well, you had to, didn't you? Because I was driving.
You were.
Yeah. What was Nancy Dellolio really like?
And gosh, what's your next question?
What was she really, really like?
Well, she's exactly what you think, isn't she? Well, you're still friends with her, aren't you?
Well,
so
I
would say you're not friends with her, is that what you're saying?
I just sort of, you know, you choose who you hang out with, don't you?
I haven't hung out with her yet.
She was at your birthday.
She did come to the birthday. Mm-hmm. But she took time to warm up, I would say. Because at the beginning it was a bit awkward. You could see that from the filming.
I think she thought we were a little beneath her, and then she realised actually it's going to be quite a big show, so she sort of made herself be friendly with us.
Right.
I think that's what happened.
Got it.
But could you feel that watching? Because it's difficult when you're watching.
Well, she wasn't in a lot.
It?
I mean, I have to be honest, right? They gave her a couple of storylines, but she wasn't actually.
Because she didn't do
present that much. Even when you could see sometimes when you were all sitting around the table, she was the only one that wasn't there.
The funniest bit
was quite obvious.
When her date took a phone call, that look I got a lot.
Hilarious. Mind you, someone took a phone call while I was dating them. But I messed that up quite a lot.
Your date was hilarious.
Oh God, do you know, I did it more than that. They only showed two. I did it four times. I said, "So, do you live with your mum? How old is she?" And she went, "She's dead."
It was one of those tumbleweeds. Then you went back to it.
Who does that? Who goes, "But how old would she be if she was still alive?" What sort of question is this?
Well,
I'm surprised you didn't murder me or run me over.
But then it wasn't just you. Also, who had the date and they pretended to be... Ingrid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what, the pig? I couldn't believe that.
You can tell the people that are rusty daters, can't you?
No, but Ingrid, you've got to love her.
That was
you
mortifying.
Have to love her. Yeah. You have to love her. But it was a fun show. But Annabelle was great fun, good sport. Always,
thank you.
Yeah, you were great company. Always
she
made
want.
Us laugh.
What does she want?
Yeah. Always made us laugh and did a great tea party at the end, which
we
I thought,
did enjoy that, didn't we?
I thought
we
that was done laugh. Quite nicely. Mm. Did you?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I think the last yeah. one was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, but it's hard because we know what went on.
Well, went back, yeah, of
and you, when you're watching, you're going, but that didn't go like that. We did this. You know, my son's going, I'm not even going to watch this with you. It's bad enough as it is. Without having to listen to you saying they got that wrong and that didn't happen and all that. He's like, came out episode two. He went, oh, do I have to watch any more? And I went, with an attitude like that, no, you don't.
Off to your bed.
Yes.
Off to your bed.
How old is your son?
20.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think he was worried I was going to talk about sex, and he really was
yes.
not.
Which you
that.
Did, actually, Lizzie. You did talk
yes,
a little
Lizzie.
Bit about sex
disgusting,
on the show, didn't you?
Dirty girl.
A little bit, you but I'm glad they cut a lot of that
and
out.
And Aggie as well.
Aggie had, was like a raving sex mania.
There was a long discussion about pubic hair arrangement, which I think you
yeah,
were in on.
But that was a shame. That was quite
I
funny.
Wasn't.
Annabelle, you were in on it.
No,
and
I
that's
wasn't.
A shame that
quiet.
Got taken out because it was quite funny.
Well, was it? Yes, or quite disgusting. I don't know.
You told me some things that went on that weren't aired as well, which were quite yeah. funny. On the beach with one of your co-stars, and
yeah,
something flew off their
what's
head.
What's this? Do I know? Oh yes, that yes, the disappearing.
Yes.
What hairline? Exactly. Sorry, have I said it? Oh god,
that's
I have to go home. Everyone
but
hates me.
Nancy
they
did she's listening.
Edit very well.
They did that. That was a work of art. The editing, honestly,
because they had
and
so
the time
much.
Travel.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. Yeah, no, it was brilliant, actually. I think they made a really good programme.
But for me, I'm getting so many messages, I'm not being big headed here, but saying, please, can't there be more? Why wasn't there more?
Yeah, so,
and they loved it. People were actually
of a
genuinely...
series or
I don't know.
What?
I'm getting messages from men of a certain age.
Annabelle has some of the people
with not a hair between them. And all offering to, you know, I'll take you out for a drink if you like.
You know. If you like.
Yeah, and can I just say, if any of them are listening, and they won't be, stop it. So
you're not
annoying.
A fan. You're
well,
not a fan.
No, I don't mind, but I didn't
on
go
a
on a date. No, I didn't. I didn't go on a dating website and say, come on,
no, no,
give
no, no.
me some offers.
I wasn't going to say that.
I just said I was single.
But that's enough, right? You went on a
turns
show for,
out,
for single women.
I've had some really shocking offers.
Really? Like
yeah.
what? Go
well,
on.
Not like Lizzie would get. Nothing like
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
Obviously.
No, please.
Have you had any willy shots?
He's more from retired vicars in Hampshire. You know
oh, gorgeous.
I mean?
Actually,
I'm
you're
from
good with the
congregation.
Can I say, the majority of my male friends want to date you.
Well, where are they now? Are they nice?
They
I don't
support
know all your
Brexit,
male friends
so you won't.
Oh, no, I can't
hello.
Do that. No.
Well, yeah,
I
you
can't
two would get
Brexit.
On really well.
No, no. I'm not going out with anybody with the surname of Farage, which is one of her friends.
Oh, yes.
No,
that's
not
true.
A friend.
Oh, right.
Not anymore.
Was a gatecrasher.
Yeah.
So, Annabelle.
That. Yes, what, darling?
Do you feel we should have a second series?
Mm.
And would you
I
cope
think,
with
well,
us?
I think
would you cope with me?
Everyone's going, and we need a Christmas special.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't quite know.
Where?
I know. What would you
Lapland.
Do?
Dating Iceland. In Lapland. Yeah, dating
Iceland
in Reykjavik.
Finds it, well, we don't get cold, do we? Can't we go to Barbados or something?
Oh, that'd be fun. Nice.
Yeah. The work in the cold.
Oh, but fabulously Christmassy.
But I think they'll probably do series two with nicer women. Don't
but
you
I think it would be difficult
better
to do,
people.
If I'm honest,
yeah.
different celebrities in the same location, because there's only so much
yeah,
you
no,
can
no.
do
I
in
think
Greece.
It would be an island, but not necessarily that one.
Mm.
But the thing is, how can you call it Shirley Valentine? Because suddenly there you are in Poland.
Mm.
That's
true. Do you know
which is not the story of Shirley Valentine. Although they were very much at pains, I noticed, at the beginning of each
also,
show to say that this is nothing to
thing.
Do with.
Shirley Valentine wasn't single.
No, that's a good point.
Oh,
yeah,
that's very.
Just, I point that
yeah.
out.
Oh, yeah, she was
married.
Married, yeah. having an affair.
It
she
would be a
affair.
Slightly different programme if you said
well, let's get the
eight
married
girls
women. Out. Yeah. Go on then. Do you want an affair with this one? The one on the tractor's single. Off you go.
Woo!
Actually, I didn't think of that. She was.
But Lizzie, I tell you, Lizzie just caused a stir wherever you went. Lizzie, you know, they'll be sort of trotting behind like this. And all the taxi drivers sort of hanging out their cabs going, oh, hello, baby. And I was going, it's all right. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Moving on.
Very British.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, she
no,
was going to... Could you remember you were going to come into town wearing nothing, frankly?
No, you made me change.
And I said, no, you'll get unwanted attention and I'm not prepared to fight
I was like, that's what I'm wearing
only unwanted
it.
On your behalf, right? Yeah, Lizzie no. probably would have wanted
that
it.
That was the purpose.
I know. No. Yes.
Yeah, you
I
made
did
me
my
change.
Best.
I cut off shorts and little swimsuit. So, Annabelle, what do we hope from this show? What exciting things about? Because you've written
what have
books.
We learnt?
No, I'm saying next from now. Yeah. What's your hopes and dreams from this show?
Well, I'd like to do more things like that. Really, I really love doing it. I love the.
Well, everyone would like to go abroad and travel for a TV show.
All right, get behind the line. We're all doing that. I'm one step further ahead of you. But I mean, I know it sounds awful, but it was work. You know, it was a job sort of thing. I love doing things like that. It's my favourite thing to do. But I'm also a counsellor, psychotherapist, and it's hard to believe. But I am, and I really like that too. So I quite like to do something that sort of mixes both of them together.
Okay. Maybe you could be some kind of,
You see, I think she should be the next Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, or she gives people. Yeah.
And we're all a bit sick of Jeremy Kyle now, aren't we?
Oh, you're looking for a talk show.
Shut up, Jeremy. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Oh, is he here? Is he here? Is he in the room? What? Is he
next
door?
He's our next guest, actually.
Jeremy Kyle. Well, he used to be great. He was on the radio. He started on the radio, listening to people's stories late at night, and then he got a little bit shouty.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
I went on his show, actually.
Did you?
Yes, in Manchester.
What for? I've got no teeth or something. What
I had to go on...
What were you doing? Who did you slept with? Slept with my neighbour's tortoise.
No, I had to co-host it and I had to go all the way to Manchester. And they said, would you like to do a radio with Jeremy Kyle? And they said, Manchester. I was like, oh my God.
Love a bit of Manchester.
No. So I'm feeling
it's a long
the
way to go on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I can feel the letters from the north coming in.
No, but it's a long way to go from London. I love all northerners. I'm from Southport originally, Mum.
Are you? And
I didn't
Richmond.
Even know where that is.
And Richmond. Oh. Born and bred.
Okay, where is Southport? Manchester.
Manchester's near Liverpool.
No, I like the north. I've got great friends in Doncaster. Are you trying to get a word in, darling?
What is going on here? I mean, good lord.
To get a word? Where in Hampshire are you from?
Fareham.
My parents live in Hartley.
I don't know where that is.
No, nor do I. I know. I think it's quite near Lizzie's friends who live there.
You're in
Hampshire,
aren't
you? Yes, I'm very near there.
So you're hoping for a bit more television work?
Well, yes.
From it.
I just love doing that, you see. And then when you hit a certain age in TV, it's very, very ageist TV.
But do you think that is still the case? Because
I think
really?
It has been until quite recently. But the amount of, I don't know about you, Lizzie, but the tweets we're getting from people saying, so nice to see people over 40 on TV, apart from Lizzie, obviously, who's under 40. But, you know, so nice to see people, older people doing real things, talking about real stuff in an entertainment
show. It was a very
feel-good
reality show.
It was warm, heartwarming. But I had so many people that said, you know what, I've had a marriage that's broken up. Or, and one said, I had my boyfriend leave. I've got it. Boyfriend leave that night and I put on the telly and you made me laugh. Thank you.
Oh,
and I was like,
said it was very, it is very feel good. It was nice to watch. And you're all very strong, very different kinds of women, but it was actually really pleasant to see you all get on well within reason and have a good time, you know.
But I was your favourite, wasn't I?
Yeah, okay, fine.
But were you nervous going in? Did you, because we got the list the night before and I remember seeing that list going,
wonder they only give it to you the night before. When it's too late to back out.
When you're on the plane.
Really?
And I was like, I've got Lizzie Effing Candy.
I'd only met her once before, so I didn't know how awful it was going to be. Do you know what I mean?
She loved me, really.
I thought it might be a bit better than that. But, I put up with it. It was fine.
I
was
understand.
A trooper. I'm joking.
No, I had a panic out the night before thinking, gosh. Because obviously, you know, Nancy and I didn't really get on at all.
But they made it look like you did in the end.
Yes, in the end, I had to turn it around because it was.
She ignored me. She pretended I didn't exist. I was like, it's like she could see through me. It was extraordinary. I turn up and go, hi, Nancy. She
goes, you can see through her wig, right?
Can I say.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
And Annabelle, how hard did I work bringing those people up for you? Annabelle gave me the job of ringing people to the party.
In pidgin Greek, if there's such a thing.
It was just a joke. Hola. These guys had a nice day shopping. I was stuck in this hot room going, no one understands me.
Well, I was very impressed with you both. I thought it was a lovely show.
But Annabelle, listen, great things. We've got, I think you should do Dr. Phil.
Can we arrange for that now? Is anyone listening that can do that? Thank you.
Possibly. See what we can do.
I would love to be an anti-agony aunt because I've done most of the mistakes people have made. I've made them as well. So that'd be quite nice to have a show where you listen to people's horrors and going, yeah, I know, I did that. You know,
you have lived it, and you're a survivor.
What are you calling me an old tramp or something?
No, but you've been through tough times. And you got through. Well,
but you do. When the older you live, the harder the times you've lived through. You know, everyone
Very
has.
Very
if you've escaped to this age without any trouble, then you're not leading a proper life.
I agree with you on that, Annabelle.
Do you agree with that?
Thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
We love Annabelle Giles.
We do.
I wish I could say watch us tonight, but we're not on.
Oh,
no,
God.
That's it. It's done now. Celebrity Big Brother starts.
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah, it is
we
tonight.
We will not have heard of any
tonight.
Of them, though,
it
will
is
we?
Tonight.
Is
Kirstie
it
Alley.
From America?
Kirstie Alley.
Oh, Kirstie Alley from Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Wow.
Scientologist.
That's not a bad
is that
one?
It? Is that it?
Yeah, she's the only
and
one.
And a guy called Ben. House. We have to support Ben.
Who's
Jardine?
Ben
Jardine.
Who is
apparently.
That? I'll tell you about him later. It's a long story.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in.
Annabelle Giles, we love you. And I'll see you next week.
See you next week. We've got some good guest lines
Thanks
up next week
Thanks for having
as well.
Me, chaps.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Are you getting them all in one by one?
We are.
Am I the last?
You are. Because I'm taking you out.
Last one.
Right. Yeah. Love you, darling. See you next
see
week.
See you next week.
Thanks for having me.